Hey folks, this is Greg King with your Valley Fresh Market. Thank you for making us feel so welcome in the North County. We have some great specials for you this week. Creekstone USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steaks, only $8.99 a pound. And Prairie Fresh All Natural Boneless Pork Loin Chops for just $2.99 a pound. Or our Creekstone in-store freshly ground lean ground beef, just $3.99 a pound. In our dairy department, we have high protein, whole milk, Noosa yogurt, just $2 for $4. We also have 32-ounce Lifeway organic kefir milk for just $6.49 each. In our grocery department, all General Mills cereal, 8.5-ounce to 12-ounce packages, just $2 for $6. The best coffee in the world is the roaster closest to you. Pick up a pound of our Valley Fresh in-store roasted coffee. We are Valley Fresh Market, where you get fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. Valley Fresh is located off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Cardinals will be without Kyler Murray for at least 4 more weeks after placing him on injured reserve with a foot injury. Jacoby Brissett has started the last 3 games for Arizona and will remain in that spot with Murray out. Meantime, Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud has also been ruled out for Sunday's game against the Jags. He remains in concussion protocol after suffering the injury in last week's loss to the Broncos. Backup quarterback Davis Mills will get the start. And Colts cornerback Sauce Gardner has been out since suffering a concussion in Week 7. However, he was a full participant in practice on Wednesday with his new team. Head coach Shane Steichen said that the plan is for Gardner to play this week if he clears concussion protocol. The Colts face the Falcons in the NFL's first regular season game in Berlin on Sunday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/play.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Join us as we honor our veterans and first responders at Salute to Our Heroes, Saturday, November 8th from 10 to 3 at the Estrella Warbirds Museum on Dry Creek Road, Paso Robles. Admission is just $10 and includes both the Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display. Veterans and kids under 12 are free. Enjoy military displays, parachute drops, reenactments, a show and shine car show, and a fun kid zone. Food and drinks are available. Don't miss it. Get tickets now at salutetoourheroes.org.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 6, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Templeton Community Services District seeking standing committee members. County Sheriff's Office cite 3 stores for tobacco sting operation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the low 70s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Templeton Community Services District is seeking interested members of the public to serve on internal standing committees. These committees are tasked with reviewing various projects, financial reports, and informational items to offer to the CSD's Board of Directors. Committee members typically meet about 3 to 5 times per year. They must be at least 16 years or older, reside within Templeton CSD boundaries, and must comply with the district's Conflict of Interest Code. The district has the following committees: Administration Finance Committee, concerned with the financial management of the district, including the preparation of its annual budget; Water and Wastewater Utilities Committee, concerned with the operations and maintenance of the wastewater treatment plant, lift stations, and wells; Fire and Emergency Management Committee, concerned with the fire department's effectiveness, efficiency, incident response, and the health, safety, and wellness of the community; Parks, Recreation, and Refuse Committee, which oversees the recreation policies, programs, and projects in the park; and the Measure A Oversight Committee, which oversees the funding and expenditures of the CSD's special annual tax to fund Templeton Fire and Emergency Services 24/7 staff. Interested applicants should submit an application by January 6th, and these can be found at templetoncsd.org. 3 stores cited from Sheriff's Office tobacco sting operation. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. 3 stores were cited last week during Halloween by the County Sheriff's Office for selling tobacco products to a minor. The Sheriff's Office says they conducted a minor decoy operation during Halloween week in partnership with the county's tobacco control program. A minor decoy under 21 years old attempted to purchase tobacco products under the direct supervision of sheriff deputies. The operation was conducted at 45 different retail outlets throughout the county, and the Sheriff's Office says 3 retail locations sold products to the minor. Retail clerks who sell tobacco to a minor face misdemeanor charges and fines ranging from $200 to $1,000. Business owners may also be cited for a county code violation. Slo County Health Educator Maria Bausita also said, quote, "Locally, 61% of 11th graders report that it is easy or fairly easy to obtain vapes, according to the 2023-24 California Healthy Kids Survey." The Paso Robles School District, Cal Fire San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and the Air Pollution Control District, announced there will be another prescribed burn conducted this week. Cal Fire says the burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation on private lands, 15 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Pozo Road and Rinconada Road. The burn is scheduled to occur on just one day, today at 10 a.m., weather permitting. 2 brothers accused of murdering a Coalinga woman pled not guilty to all charges yesterday. 45-year-old Alejandro Soriano Ortiz and 40-year-old Celestino Oriana Ortiz were arrested back in October, believed to be responsible for the killing of a missing 50-year-old woman. Isabel Lucas Velasco had been missing for about a month, and after tracking the movements of the brothers during the time of her disappearance, detectives discovered her body buried in a grave along Highway 198 west of Coalinga, wrapped in black plastic. The 2 brothers are also accused of torching Lucas Velasco's car and forging green cards. They're required to appear back in court November 20th after pleading not guilty. In sports for the NFL, KPRY will have the Raiders game tonight at 5 o'clock, where they will face the Broncos. In the NBA, the Kings beat the Warriors yesterday, 121-116. The Lakers over the Spurs, 118-116. The Trailblazers beat the Thunder, 121-119. The Pelicans beat the Mavericks, 101-99. The Rockets over the Grizzlies, 124-109. The Celtics beat the Wizards, 136-107. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Suns. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. After a nearly 40-year political career, California Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi says that career is winding down.
I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know. I will not be seeking re-election to Congress.
Pelosi's announcement coming in a nearly six-minute-long video posted online. She's 85 years old, twice serving as Speaker of the House. Last week, Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener announced his candidacy for Pelosi's U.S. House seat, this morning thanking her for her years of service. Republican House member Kevin Kiley says the language in the newly passed Prop 50 provides a remedy for the district map it establishes.
It also adopts a statewide policy in support of independent redistricting nationwide. So I very much intend to act on that call to action from the voters.
Kiley has proposed a bill that would ban mid-decade redistricting nationwide, hoping House Speaker Mike Johnson brings it to the House floor for a vote. Gas prices in the state, $4.69 a gallon, up 12 cents from last week, 4 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and top users make $200 to $300 per month.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers six wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Pass the Robles.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California farm advocates may be closer than ever to achieving regulatory changes that would clear the way for a wider adoption of autonomous tractors in the state. Despite entrepreneurs from the Golden State developing cutting-edge technology used on farms around the world, the use of autonomous tractors is largely prohibited on California farms due to a 1977 workplace safety regulation. In November of 2024, state regulators impaneled an advisory committee comprising various stakeholders to examine the issue, and the regulators are expected to release a report later this month summarizing the committee's work over the past year. I believe the regulations will change in the near future, said Tim Butcher, co-founder and CEO of the Bay Area-based company Agtonomy. In the meantime, we work together and continue to educate, he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday with a 60% chance of showers. Low 80s Saturday, mid 80s on Sunday and Monday, upper 70s on Tuesday, upper 60s Wednesday, 63 a week from today. Currently it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are looking at corporate earnings and more signs the job market is cooling. Challenger Gray & Christmas, the outplacement firm, says job cut announcements jumped to 153,000 in October, and it says planned job cuts have topped a million so far this year. The Chicago Federal Reserve is estimating U.S. unemployment rose to 4.3% in October from 4.35% in September. Bloomberg is reporting that Japan's SoftBank is looking at a potential takeover of U.S. chipmaker Marvell. Chipmaker Arm, which is backed by SoftBank, reported upbeat earnings. Its forecast better than expected. The report on Marvell says SoftBank is looking at combining Arm with Marvell. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Rising debt, stock market swings, and global shocks can affect your retirement. But even in this economy, there's still opportunity. Protect your retirement with a secure, tax-advantaged gold IRA. Instead of leaving a 401k or IRA at the mercy of markets, hold physical gold or silver. Real protection for your future. And Noble Gold makes it simple. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The conversation is free, and the peace of mind is priceless. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent Local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
Valley Fresh Markets in Atascadero is ready to go. They're hiring, and of course, they are open. So if you're interested in a new career as a grocery clerk, or if you have some culinary skills, simply go to valleyfreshmarket.com, click on Careers, Atascadero, to apply. It's that simple.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold, hard cash. Every Friday in November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi Cash. Then stick around for our November grand prize drawings. You could win a brand new Toyota truck. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. For almost 4 years, an ongoing story in San Francisco was not about crime, political scandals, business prosperity, or any of the other typical stories of a city, but the adventures of a cur dog and his friend, also a dog. In 1861, San Francisco's paper, the Daily Alta, reported that a poor, lean, mangy cur dog was being attacked by a much larger dog when the larger dog was sent yelping by a third dog. That third dog became a star named Bummer. Bummer and the dog he saved, later named Lazarus, became a pair. The two cur dogs were taken into the hearts of the people of San Francisco. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors even passed a law excluding the two from the rules governing stray dogs. In June of 1862, Bummer and Lazarus were instrumental in stopping a team of runaway horses. And at that point, it was declared that now the dogs could be considered in the employ of the city. Having the run of the town and the town's businesses, Bummer and Lazarus were unknowingly locked in a jewelry store overnight. During the night, the two dogs jumped through several glass cases and caused considerable damage. Of course, they got away scot-free. Bummer and Lazarus hit their height of popularity when they starred in the city's Metropolitan Theater production of Life in San Francisco. In 1863, Lazarus was found dead, poisoned. 2 years later, in 1865, a drunk kicked Bummer, and on November 2, he died. One of San Francisco's papers wrote, "Bummer by name, Bummer by nature, no more, no less." Even Mark Twain knew about Bummer, and he wrote, "The dog departed, full of years and honor and disease and fleas." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Wesley here from Stove and Spa Center. I just wanted to thank you for letting us make your life more comfortable for 35 years. You can see and explore all of our hearth products, wood, gas, pellet, and electric, to keep you warm and cozy during cold and wet winters. Or maybe you're looking to enjoy the benefits of what hot tub's soothing water can do for your body and to melt away the stress that living today brings on. Or perhaps you want to get in better shape this year by exercising in one of our swim spas. There are many models and sizes. We even have models with treadmills built into them. We have a large showroom with lots of the products we sell. Plus, lead times to get products have been greatly reduced. And of course, you can still get all the supplies and even get your water tested for your pool and spa. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come check us out at Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real Atascadero, between Burrell and Moore Roads. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Welcome to the All-Star Moments of Freedom. Now, if your happy place is somewhere you unwind with a cold drink, delicious food, and sports on more LED screens than you can shake a remote at, well, then the sports bar at Chumash is your new escape. Doesn't matter if you're cheering on your favorite team or just enjoying the vibe. It's game on, friend. And hey, welcome to freedom. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Two brothers accused of murdering a Coalinga woman pled not guilty to all charges yesterday. 45-year-old Alejandro Soriano Ortiz and 40-year-old Celestino Soriano Ortiz were arrested back in October, believed to be responsible for the killing of 50-year-old Isabel Lucas Velasco. They're also accused of torching her car and forging green cards. The Templeton CSD is seeking interested community members of the public to serve on internal standing committees. These are tasked with reviewing various projects, financial reports, and bringing information items to offer to the CSD Board of Directors. These include the Measure A Oversight Committee, Administration Finance Committee, Water and Wastewater Utilities Committee, and more. Applications are due January 6th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, sunny for the afternoon, highs in the low 70s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa, the only female speaker of the House in U.S. history. Nancy Pelosi reveals her next step.
I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
The video posted to X, the 85-year-old has represented San Francisco, and when she leaves, her time in the House will cover 39 years. President Trump called it a great thing for America, adding she was evil, corrupt, and was rapidly losing control of her party, saying he's very honored she impeached him twice and failed miserably twice. President Trump's trade rep, Jameson Reardon, telling Fox Business they're ready if the U.S. Supreme Court rules against the use of tariffs.
We'll have to figure out, probably with the court, what kind of a schedule might look like and what the rights are of these parties and what rights the government has to that money.
And the High Court is fast-tracking a decision. America's listening to Fox News.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Clouds early, then mostly sunny. You know the routine. Highs in the low 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 50, and will be a little bit warmer. Upper 70s on your Friday. Saturday, upper 70s with a couple of clouds and sunny. Low 80s on Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, clouds mid 70s. Wednesday, upper 60s clouds. Low 60s a week from today with about a 50% chance of some rain. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:31 a.m., 5:04 p.m., and we've jumped 1 degree. It's 56. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trendsic Series windows and the doors. All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Bob Smith to discuss why he is running against Salud Carbajal for Congress. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Also, I still have a couple of tickets left for the Salute to Our Heroes. It's a one free admission to Salute to Our Heroes this Saturday, 10 to 3 at the Estrella Warbird Museum. And just email me. I will let you know through the email if you have won those the pass. All right. Okay, we're set and ready to go with Freedom of Speech. And it is brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there for you. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can use that to text as well, 238-KPRL.
Gather around me and lend an ear, because I got something you want to hear.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there is a group of California Republican Californians. They are suing over the state's new congressional redistricting maps one day after voters overwhelmingly passed Prop 50, and we'll see where this goes. It's claiming Prop 50 violates the United States Constitution, and it also represents 18 California voters. That's it. It's seeking a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction to block the 50 maps, thereby preserving California's original maps that was drawn by something you elected for. That was the Nonpartisan Redistricting Commission. Okay. So that leads to a question I may get to here in a couple of minutes. So we'll see where that goes. This is on the text. Okay, this is in reference to the story that Chris had regarding the, three stores that were busted for selling tobacco to minors.
Right, the sting operation.
The sting operation, yeah, the sting operation. Kevin, as a kid, I used to buy chewing tobacco at A1 Market in King City. The hardest part of that transaction was dealing with the smell of the meat display case. Well, you know, depending on what time, well, maybe not even the time necessarily, because it would depend on where you live, but certainly there was those type of markets in many small towns across the United States. You know, the meat counter was right there up front and everything, and you had an actual butcher. You'd go up and know what kind of meat certain families liked and certain how they liked it cut and all that other kind of stuff. Many cases that's long gone, unfortunately. But yeah, there was kids always figure out where to get stuff. Okay? They do. That's just the nature of the beast. As Chris has indicated with the technical end of it, they'll figure it out no matter what you do, what device you put on it, stuff like that. They're going to get around it. That's, I guess, that's the good thing about having a mind, I suppose. The inquisitive mind wants to know. Right, Chris?
Certainly.
Isn't that part of it? Well, you can't do this.
Well, why not?
Well, of course, and if your parents just give you because I said so, that's not
that's
good.
That never works.
Right. That's well, you know, it doesn't, but the other side of it is if they did give you an answer.
You'd just argue.
Well, you'd argue, but usually you wouldn't accept it, right? Because at certain ages you just don't have the ability to reason. And the other thing is because we're so selfish, we want it anyway. So mom and dad, you know, they do their best. Unless in some instances there may be a threat behind it, which even that may not deter you. Did threats ever deter you?
I mean, hey, threats never work if you're not caught.
Well, there's that because we think that we'll get away with it, but I guess the thing about the threats, you know, depending on the family, you know, what the threat was, but is you were willing to risk it, but also you knew what the consequences were going to be in most cases. For example, with the language, you know, I've said this before, I never heard my mother and father say a four-letter word in their lives, ever, ever. And the threat was if we got caught, we were going to have to eat some soap. Or, you know, at least bite into a bar of soap. And, of course, we got caught a couple of times, and we knew it was coming. Into the bathroom, look in the mirror, bite into this soap. And it was a horrific experience, but I guess the experience wasn't bad enough because it happened several times getting caught. So maybe I liked it. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure some of you had, you know, whatever mom or dad did or didn't do to you when you look back, you say, okay, well, they didn't do that this time or whatever, or it wasn't severe, et cetera, et cetera. And at least as I look back, I started to think, well, I wonder if it had to do with what was going on in mom and dad's lives. You know, in my case, the mom, you know, having three kids, my dad, the workload, you know, what's going on. Cause you know, we weren't aware of what was going on, you know, within the household. I'm talking about money or anything that may come up, maybe with family members and so forth. For the most part, we're not aware of that at a very young age. So you go ahead and you do something stupid, and it may be a little bit more severe because, you know, I'll just make it simple. Mom and dad, they had a bad day. I mean, we have bad days too, you know? You just do. Let's see here on the text. Lava was the worst. Yuck. Yes, lava was the work. That was done one time. But the thing about lava is it compared to, because generally it was the Ivy soap. ivory soap was easier to bite in than lava. And I think my mom even stepped in and said, look, lava can really hurt their teeth because it was so hard. So, and Dad was already spending a bunch of money on, all of us had braces, the train tracks. So he was probably not looking forward to wrecking them or anything like that. All righty, let's see here. I thought I just saw one. Oh, cigarettes. Howdy. I used to buy cigarettes out of a vending machine in the vestibule at the local library, 25 cents a pack, or my cousin and I would pilfer my aunt's pack of cigarettes late at night. Thankfully, I quit 35 years ago. You would steal from your aunt's pack of cigarettes. Okay. Well, wonderfully, your aunt probably knew. I'm just guessing that, you know, somebody. Now, I was talking to a person the other day who told me, I'm trying to think, Anyway, they would get a list from, usually mom. Okay, go down to this store. And it's kind of in the same reference to this, you know, the smaller kind of like little local grocery stores that many of us grew up with. You'd go down there with a list and it would be, you know, whatever, you know, your milks, your juices, your carrots, you know, whatever, and listen. And also, by the way, pick up mom a carton of cigarettes. And they would do it. They would do it. They would do that. And maybe even in some cases, a pint of gin. I don't know, but I'm sure you do. The old grocery list, you go down there, and yeah, they would, oh, this is for... It's for your mom. All right. Well, here they are. No, and here's the cigarettes. Didn't think twice. Boy, man, they'd be in prison, jailed. They'd be all over the social media, the heathens that they are, and all these other kind of stuff. Let's see here. Zest soap on the email. We got the zest soap treatment to wash our mouth out with the soap. Okay, so the zest. Actually, zest kind of smelled nice, too. So maybe that wasn't that bad, but ivory soap, though, that was just it. The thing about the ivory soap is it would foam up, and that taste just stayed there for a long time. It was, I don't know, I'm sure that they didn't test proof at first to see which would be the worst, but overall, it would have to be lava, I would think. That was just brutal. Probably child abuse, that much. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. There is a some new law that's coming up regarding the California and the internet. It's supposed to be more protection. Okay, a legislation recently enacted in California will make it easier for consumers nationwide to protect their data. And this was Assembly Bill 566 here in California, signed by your governor, requires companies that make web browsers to offer users an output signal that automatically tells websites not to share or sell their personal information as they browse. So that will be something that we will see, I suppose. And I'm sure that most people will not be aware of it. And it's just in there. Chris, do they automatically sell your information? Do you know?
For websites that you visit?
Yeah.
Most likely.
Okay. And they use that to, what, email you, have pop-ups, or what?
It depends, but they're mostly sold to advertisers. Like, let's say Gmail, for instance. If you have a Gmail, 99% chance that Google's selling the information that they collect from that because it's free to advertisers or anyone else interested, which, you know, just usually advertisers.
So what do the advertisers do with it?
You'll have to ask them. I'm not an advertiser.
Okay, because I'm just wondering, all right, because, well, you know, we use Gmail and get lots of emails. I don't get ads on the emails. You know, you get the pop-ups when you go to certain sites. But on the email, you know, I don't see, I mean, there's, you know, pain in the neck stuff we get, but nothing that's asking me to buy anything. Well,
you don't have to get ads on Gmail. It could be anywhere you browse.
So they know, they would know that, okay, so some people may not get the same pop-ups as I do for advertising based on their email.
Correct. Or based on anything, really. Your search history, that's
okay.
Pretty right. Gnarly stuff.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I got one thing positive out of this week in politics is I think I read this morning Pelosi's going to hang it up. So that's one positive thing. And my other comment, I started the Youth Authority in the late 80s. And those guys were, 14 to, 21 that were housed there. And all of them could buy cigarettes at that time through canteen. And I think that last, it went from where they couldn't smoke, they could smoke anywhere, on the unit. And then it got to where they were restricted, they could only smoke outside. And then it got to a point to where they cut it off. But the state sold them on the canteen to them. And they only have one brand, or you could buy your own papers, the tobacco, and you could roll your own, or you could buy the Camels, non-filter.
When was there I know there's an ability, but was there ever an issue with marijuana and other types of drugs getting in?
Oh, that's always. Yeah. I mean, I went from there to the adult after they closed, and I mean that's probably the biggest. Drugs is probably the biggest common denominator for violence in the prison, just because of control of them, the money that was behind it. Or somebody that was an addict, not paying their tab, So that was a common denominator, I think, for violence. Other than, there was gangs, but the gangs controlled the drugs and the territory. Like if one, let's say, for example, if the Hispanics were controlling the biggest drug trade at Salinas Valley State Prison, and then another ethnicity came in and was wanting to get control of it, then there would probably be some sort of riot or, retaliation. So.
Well, sounds like a nice place to rehab, and we're getting a lot of back noise. So thank you for your call, 238-5775-238-KPRL, to join us this morning here on The Right Choice. Okay, that was it again. So anyway, the state is looking out for you and your computer and the browser and stuff, as they always are. So, okay. So here's a question I mentioned earlier that I would get to. And this has to do, of course, with voting or decisions that people make. I read something here, and I'm going to use it in the, I'll twist it to the form of a question, because I was reading about the lawlessness in our country. And when we think of lawlessness, we think of crime primarily. And now I know that these are crimes, but when people do things and they get away with them, or there's little ramifications, such as, okay, shoplifting isn't a violent crime. But remember, because of rules and regulations, or lack of, shoplifting became so normalized. And, drug stores and convenience stores had to lock up toothpaste because, again, society said it's not okay, but, it's not a big deal, so we're kind of going to look the other way. So we're going to lower the standards of any ramification against people who do that. And we know in California it was the $950. So part of the question I'm looking, throwing out here is that, do people knowingly or willingly vote for their quality of life to deteriorate? You might be able to simplify it and use the words, are they stupid enough to do it? Or are they stupid enough not to realize that you vote your quality of life away by electing people who put in laws, or even in some cases, we vote our own laws in that do a damage to the, or at least decrease the our quality. Do they knowingly or willingly do that? Or are they just stupid or naive? Or naive. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I want to call about, I've got a novel idea about voting. You were talking about voting the other day, and we just had that election. First, I'm going to preface this with, government functions only with money. Without money, government doesn't function. And government is a business, just like any other service business. They provide services that we pay for through our taxes. My proposal is that if we make all taxes voluntary, then people would start voting by their taxes the day they were born. They vote all the time because a no vote is a vote. They would vote even after they died if they set up an estate or trust. Government, we just like your business, Kevin, you have to persuade people to buy your services. You can't force us. Government should be the same as you. The government should have to persuade us to pay for the programs that we want. If we elect people who work for the government, say congressmen or senators, their job is to provide programs that people are willing to pay for. That way, the rich would have to pay, if they want things, would have to pay the cost. And by making taxes voluntary, we can force other people to pay for what I want. I have to pay for what I want. And if I can't afford it, I live without it. That's my idea.
So, for people that don't care, and whatever program you want to pull out, let's just use the food stamps program as an example.
Sure.
Because we have more and more people over the decades are getting on it. It's growing, right. It's growing and growing. So, I may have a choice that I don't want to pay into it because I'm not using it.
Or you can either not pay in it, or you can pay for it. If you think food stamps are such a great program, it's just wonderful, you pay for it. You send money and pay for it. And it operates at the level of the funding it gets, just like it does now, except we're forced to pay for it.
Well, okay.
Or we go to prison, or they take away our property.
Well, obviously now we don't have any choice, but I would kind of go with, okay, we don't want to see people go, you know, without food. However, the standards the government has raised to allow people to get on food stamps, as far as I'm concerned, has gotten higher. And also the decisions that people make in their lives, in other words, their priority. They may have a pretty damn nice car, but they tell me they can't afford food for their kids. I'm not buying that. So I would rather give that money for the food to a local organization that I know is doing probably a better job with it, and they have higher standards for who gets it than the government, such as the loaves and fishes.
Sure, yeah, and you're welcome. You know, you should, every program, you should voluntarily be willing to pay for it.
However, the standard things for basic infrastructure and fire and police, I think that's not an option.
Well, I disagree with you there. I think if I want fire protection, in fact, I can give you a story about that.
Well, it's fire, but the fire, we're running out of time here, but quickly, the fire would be protection for the, not just your home, but for the surrounding areas if somebody next to you, or a home next to you caught on fire due to no fault of your own. You don't want that, so... I'd love to continue this because this is interesting because I've been of similar thoughts for a long time, but the music just started. Maybe tomorrow. Thanks.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The county sheriff's office conducted a tobacco sting operation last week using a minor decoy under the age of 21 to attempt to purchase tobacco from 45 different stores throughout the county. The sheriff's office says that these stores sold tobacco to a minor were cited appropriately. Two brothers accused of murdering a Coalinga woman pled not guilty. 45-year-old Alejandro Soriano Ortiz and 40-year-old Celestino Soriano Ortiz are accused of killing 50-year-old Isabel Lucas Velasco.
They're accused of torching her car and forging green cards as well. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen on Sound Off, and she will have on Bob Smith. He's running for Congress against Salud Carbajal. So enjoy that, and enjoy your day, and thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as a free American. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.